Washington's recreational marijuana market is open for business. From Seattle to Bellingham to Prosser, marijuana stores opened for business Tuesday. Excited customers lined up, dressed up, and celebrated the end of pot prohibition. But the new legal market for pot faces challenges ahead. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has this wrap-up.
Prosser calls itself the birthplace of the Washington wine industry, but now this little farming community along the Yakima River could add marijuana to that tagline. A few dozen people, including a couple of sign-wielding protesters, were on hand Tuesday morning as Prosser's Lone Pot Shop became one of the first to open in the state. First in the door was Shirley Gray. Salesperson Tanya Moore welcomed her, but in this world, she's called a cannabis coach.
I am really glad you're here, and being our first customer, welcome.
Thank you.
What is it we can help you with?
Altitude is the name of the shop. It occupies a double-wide trailer. Coach Moore had Gray sniff some samples until she found one she liked.
Oh, I want that one.
That one?
Yeah.
Okay, that's perfect.
It was called Gremlin. Then it was checkout time. After a couple of little hitches,
can't find my ID. Our cash register didn't open.
The sale was finally complete.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Gray left with 1 gram of legal pot. After the standard 25% marijuana tax was applied, it cost her $30. Outside, Jacob Nichols was waiting his turn to go in. He says he's willing to pay a premium to participate in the legal, regulated market.
Sure, you can buy it for less on the black market right now, but I just want to be able to put the money into the state and the community instead of other people's pockets.
Pot prices are expected to fall fast. Then there will be a new worry, keeping it out of the hands of minors. That's a top priority at Washington's Liquor Control Board. The board had to write the rules for legal marijuana under the voter-approved initiative that launched this experiment. Deputy Director Randy Simmons sees this first day as a big handoff.
Yeah, it's really somebody else's baby. It was, you know, we didn't write the initiative. It was handed to us just to watch over and get ready to go. And so I think we're handing it back to the people.
And the people seem more than happy to receive. In Bellingham, Cale Holdsworth brought new meaning to the line, "I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore." Holdsworth is actually from Kansas, and he was the first to make a purchase at Top Shelf Cannabis. Afterwards, reporters wanted to know what Holdsworth bought.
I have 2 grams of OG Pearl Kush here, and I paid $26.50. Including tax.
And where he was going to smoke it.
Well, I'm going to go to my relative's house, at which we have permission to smoke, and we're going to take part in that there.
Holdsworth added that he doesn't expect Kansas to adopt legal pot anytime soon. Here in Washington, you might think Seattle would be the epicenter of this new marijuana marketplace, but at least for now, there's only one store in the city limits. Carl Prothman lined up early outside Cannabis City.
This means a lot. You know, after many years of being oppressed by the government for the drug war, we finally get to purchase legal marijuana. And finally, today's the day.
That sense of history in the making was what brought a lot of people out. In Spokane, Mike Boyer was so determined to be a part of that legacy, he camped out overnight in front of Spokane Green Leaf.
Yeah, I want to be the number one guy in Spokane. I want that title for life, the first guy to buy recreational weed legally in Spokane.
And he won that title. The Liquor Board says it will continue to issue retail licenses over the coming weeks. Eventually, Washington could have 334 pot stores. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.